The goddess of victory in the hand of wisdom. What an allegory for the parliament. Was that really the message the architect intended when he placed Nike in the hand of Pallas Athena? Or is it just an interpretation of later generations? I look at what is likely the most important building of a republic, which I pass by every day, and wonder why I have never thought about the symbols in front of, behind, or on the roof of the parliament. Nike, the embodiment of victory and success, can be found as the dynamic driver of a quadriga, an unbelievable 8 times on the roof. Why 8 times? Perhaps a question of statics? But I don't ask and keep listening. It is one of our many walks. Christine sets the pace in all respects, and I try to keep up with her. She tells me about her excursions in the Habsburgian Disneyland, about adventurous moments on roofs, pioneering architects and artists of the past, about grumpy house supervisors and helpful construction workers of the present. And on the side, I get private tutoring in Greek mythology. Pallas Athena is also the protectress of the defenseless. She gave refuge to Oedipus, the cursed and persecuted. The goddess of wisdom, the patron goddess of refugees. We cross Heldenplatz Square and look up at the 2 colossal figures on the roof edge of the Hofburg, Fortuna and Fama. A mystery to me why rumor of all things stands atop this building. Why does which god, which patron saint, which hero stand on which roof exactly? All of these figures are metaphors. Their meaning and interpretation are an unfathomable domain for me. Which influences and precedents have we inherited? Which lesson could we learn? It fascinates me that even Christine, who knows all of the antique deities by their Greek and Roman name, the stories of the allegories, the Erotes and Puti, even those of the Charadidius, has so many questions. We arrive at the Neue Markt. The sun is shining, young people sit on the edge of the Donnerbrunnen fountain and put their arms and legs in the refreshing water. Back then, the allegorical figures in and around the fountain were too naked for the empress. They were dismantled and supposed to be melted, but things turned out a bit differently. Johann Martin Fischer had such respect for his colleague, and what courage he had to disobey an order from Her Majesty. One of the many truths on the subject of power and powerlessness and their ambivalence, which one can encounter on almost each and every corner of Vienna, if you know the stories. And Christine knows many. My work is unfinished, but it should be an inspiration. An inspiration for all the newcomers, for all those who live here, and especially for young people to explore the city of Vienna. We're back in front of Parliament once again, and I try to imagine how those 2 up there recognize us down here, smile, and remain kindly disposed to us.